and welcome to OSCE-8 podcasts. For further revision material, please visit www.osce-aid.co.uk. We hope you enjoy listening. Taking a sexual history. This podcast will teach you techniques on how to take a full sexual history and provide examples of the phrasing that you can use. We recommend using this in conjunction with our history-taking worksheets, which can be found at www.osce-aid.co.uk. Taking a sexual history can be a daunting task, as we are asking our patients to answer very personal questions about themselves. This can make both them and us feel uncomfortable. This can be an important part of your history, however, and should not be left out if clinically indicated. It's vital that you practice taking a sexual history, as your confidence and ability to address uncomfortable issues will improve with practice. Ideally, a sexual history should be taken in a quiet and a private room where you can't be overheard. When taking this sort of history, you should speak to the patient in a non-judgmental way and try to be open to different lifestyle choices. It's very important that you do not express your opinions, and you must stay professional throughout the consultation. As well as this, try to use open body language and a neutral expression. To start the consultation, you should introduce yourself, explain the purpose of the consultation, and ask permission to speak to the patient. It will help if you explain that some of these questions might be quite intimate before you begin.
Hello, my name is Alex Marks and I'm a fifth year medical student. I'd like to ask you some questions today about your sexual history. This will help us to form a diagnosis. Some of these questions might feel quite personal, however we ask them to everyone who come in with your symptoms. If you don't want to answer them, you don't have to. Will this be okay?
It's particularly important in these cases to stress confidentiality. Explain that everything you discuss should remain confidential within the medical team looking after that patient. Next, you should move on to ask specific questions. Ask open questions at first, and then move on to closed questions as appropriate. If you feel a question you're asking is particularly personal, it might be appropriate to explain that these are routine questions that you would ask any patient when taking this kind of history. Now, we'll give you specific examples of phrasings that you can use. We would split the sexual history into chunks as follows. Sexual health history.
Have you ever contracted a sexually transmitted infection? When was your last sexually transmitted infection? Check. Have you ever been tested for HIV?
Current sexual partners.
Are you currently sexually active? Is this with a male or female? Do you have more than one sexual partner at the moment? Is this a casual or regular partner? Is your partner originally from the UK?
Past sexual partners or practices. Questions such as those that we've just discussed should also be asked for past sexual partners.
Have you had any other sexual partners? Have those partners been men or women? How long have you been sexually active? And have any of your previous partners been from outside the UK?
Sexual practices.
Do you have receptive or insertive sex? Do you have oral sex? Is that receptive or insertive? And do you have anal sex?
Contraception.
Do you use contraception? If so, what kind? Do you use more than one type of contraception? If you use a condom, has it ever broken?
Any current symptoms of sexually transmitted infections? Sex appropriate, of course.
Have you noticed any discharge from the penis? Have you noticed any discharge from the anus? Have you noticed any funny smells? Have you noticed ulcers or pain around the vagina? And does it ever hurt when you have sex?
Female-specific questions.
Do you think there's any chance that you might be pregnant? Have you ever been pregnant in the past? Do you have regular periods? Is there ever any spotting between your periods? And when was your last period?
Lastly, other high-risky behaviour. It might be appropriate at this point to ask about other behaviours which may predispose to blood-borne viruses or infections.
I want to ask you a few more questions about your other practices, if this is okay. This will help me to assess your medical needs more fully.
Tattoos.
Have you ever had a tattoo abroad? If so, where?
Blood transfusions.
Have you ever had a blood transfusion whilst abroad? If so, where?
Paying for sex.
Do you ever pay for sex, or have you ever been paid for sex?
And lastly, use of recreational drugs.
Have you ever used recreational drugs? If so, which ones? Have any of the drugs you've used been injected? To your knowledge, have any of your past partners engaged in any of these activities?
To end your consultation, thank the patient for their time and explain that this is all you wanted to ask for now. Depending on the scenario, it might be appropriate to formulate a follow-on plan, for example, arranging to meet them again. Ask the patient if there's anything else they wanted to discuss before concluding. We hope that this podcast has given you tips on how to manage taking a sexual history. Please do listen to our other OSCE Aid podcasts on communication and history-taking skills.